It's episode 211, and we've got plugins for social sharing of images, cron job management, SEO enhancement, advertising plugins, and a plugin to hide content unless people sign up to your mailing list. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the southwest coast of beautiful British Columbia. I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
All right, and we have the usual great show for you today, but don't forget, right off the top, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com, or if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher and in the iTunes store leaving us a review.
That's right, we always say it, and we always mean it. If you could leave us an iTunes review, that would greatly help out the show. If one-tenth, even 1% of the listeners left an iTunes review, I think we'd be number one by now. But
We would.
So do your part. Be that 10%, will you?
Especially you Canadians. Come on. There's only a few reviews in the iTunes store there.
There you go. And, yeah, wherever you are in the world, you don't have to go to the U.S. store. Anywhere. Anywhere in the world that you've got iTunes, please load it up and use it. Also, a reminder, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And a little self-promotion. Don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living helping people fix it when it's broke. So if you broke your website, it's been hacked, cracked, or you just installed something that white-screened it, pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729. Or you can send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And remember, you can get a very cheap domain name, just $1.49 to be specific, by going to godaddy.com and use promo code plugin149.
All right, and as you what we've started for the next couple of weeks, we'll keep this up. We've got some more iTunes reviews from across the globe. So I got a couple here, one from the UK, Spain, and the US. So first off, from the UK, Mac Bug, he says, I stumbled upon this podcast the other day and so glad that I did. With so many WordPress plugins available, it can be difficult to sort the wheat from the chaff. Having these expert discussions and individual plugin reviews available is immensely helpful. And sometimes you'll find one you didn't even know you needed until John and Marcus explain it to you. Many thanks.
Ah, you're welcome. And yes, I find the same value out of the plugins that John brings to the show. Half of them I didn't even know existed myself.
That's the beauty of it. Yeah, Marcus brings several that I don't know about. In fact, I remember them in my head and go, hey, I remember some shows back, so quick to the website, do a search, and there it is.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, folks, we are revamping some new things coming up. Around springtime, you're going to see tons and tons of improvements, not only to the site, but some other content that John and I are working on as well.
Yeah, it's a slow process when you got to make a living doing other things. All right, and another one here from Spain. This is from Joan Buluda in Spain, and it's great show, plenty of useful and helpful cured information. John and Marcus are doing an awesome job. Kudos, guys.
Ah, thank you very much. My upstairs neighbors are from Spain, and they're fun people, so I'm sure you are as well. Thank you for that review. We appreciate it.
I lived there as a teenager, so I love Spain. Mm. All right, and then finally from the U.S., Dave Jackson. And this show delivers great insights to all sorts of plugins. You can rely on great information, news, and more. There are a lot of garbage plugins out there, and they help you avoid them. There's a lot of garbage WordPress podcasts. This is not one of them. Definitely give them a listen. Marcus and John are a great 1-2 punch. Thanks, Dave.
Ah, thank you, Dave. Dave's actually been on the show previously, and He's got a show that I love, which is Weekly Web Tools at weeklywebtools.com. And he's also the head of everything over at the School of Podcasting, schoolofpodcasting.com. So I encourage you to check out Dave's shows as well. Dave's been a friend of mine for probably about 10 years in the podcasting realm. And he's done more shows than anybody I know. So check him out. He's an immense talent in his own right. And he deserves my reviews. So I'm leaving a note to myself to go review Dave's podcast in kind. So thank you, Dave. We appreciate that.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, see, I didn't even read the names of the people before I started reading. So that was just randomly pulled from the big list of reviews I've got.
Yeah. So that's cool. Keep them coming, folks. We'd greatly appreciate those.
All right. So other than that, we don't have a whole lot of news this week, so I guess we can just dive right into the meat and potatoes, eh?
Yeah, let's skewer it up and serve it on a plate.
All right, so off we go. All right, for this week here, I've got the first one out of the gate is WPX Cron Manager Lite. Now, it seems every once in a while, the WordPress cron just goes crazy. I have no idea why or what causes it, but it seems to have happened to me again recently, and so I had to spend a little time finding another WordPress cron manager. And I dug into it. This one here popped up, so I gave it a try, and it helps you clean up that mess. It does a pretty good job, but it does depend on an integration plugin, which they have a separate plugin that you have to install after you install this plugin. They walk you through it, download it, and install it. Very easy to deal with. Once installed, this gives you a list of all the cron jobs that are on your site, when they run next, the name of the job, how it is scheduled, whether it's hourly, twice daily, three times a day, or daily, however often it's supposed to run. And then it gives you a live countdown timer to when its next run is for that particular cron job. And if it's missed its schedule, it gives you the ability to force that cron job to run now. All in all, a pretty good cron manager. It helped me clean up my cron jobs. It seems I have a lot of cron jobs running on my website, probably due to the excessive number of plugins I have. But other than that, great plugin. Gave it a 4 Dragon rating. WPX Cron Manager Lite.
And as I look at this screen, this is the most intuitive cron management screen I've ever seen. And
it is.
It's got these nice little toggles that you can turn off a cron job just by toggling it off and on. It looks just like the iPhone toggle, actually.
Yep.
Pretty cool. All right, John. Well, let's see what I got in the bag of tricks here today. Well, the first one out of the gate is called Viral Hover Buttons. Now, this is a pretty interesting plugin. What it does is if you hover over an image within your post or even a video, it will add a social share button over the picture. So that's pretty cool. You can share the entire article, but just it hovers over the picture. I'm not quite sure the correlation there, but it's really nice because it's out of the way. It's in a different kind of place than people are used to, so they might click on it. Who knows? It's really easy to set up, really easy to install. Brand new plugin. It's only about 3 days old, about 25 downloads, but so far, so good. I've tried it out myself. I might install this on my personal site as well. It's called Viral Hover Buttons, and I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
I can see the use for that too. When it clicks the share, does it share just the picture, or does it grab the whole article that goes with the picture?
The whole article.
That's a beauty, because people love sharing photos, and then it'll snag the article along with it. So
yeah.
Wow, I like that. That's actually nice. And it allows you to go to Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Pinterest. And Pinterest.
And that's the biggie, because if you're going to be sharing images, then you've got one that's already perfectly suited in line for Pinterest.
Perfect. All right. So my next set of plugins for the rest of this show and probably into the next show is advertising plugins. I have been faced with the prospect of replacing my advertising manager or ad manager plugin because it just doesn't produce the stats I want. So I'm reviewing a lot of these plugins to find one that will provide as much as possible the equivalent to an old ad server software I used to use that I may have to go back to, but I'm hoping not to. So without further ado, we'll start with this one. It's called Advertising Manager. This one here, at first I thought it was going to be an okay platform, and the problem I ran into it, it's a great advertising manager plugin if you are importing ads from another ad program or you're bringing in ads from like Google AdSense or some other platform. And what it does is it inserts the code, then it builds a ad for you out of that code. It's not real useful, I found, if you're trying to create the ads from scratch. And the other problem I faced with it was the stats were very minimal. It did not seem to have an easy way also to insert an image into an ad. You're required to create HTML code to get the ad in. Kind of a little bit old-fashioned. So this one here might not be one you're looking for, so you might want to move along to something else. But because I checked it out, I wanted to let folks know what I found. I gave this one a really low one, 2 Dragon rating, Advertising Manager. Yeah, it's been a while since I've had a 2.
Yeah, I can't remember stooping that low very
It doesn't happen very often. It's got to be a plugin that just provides very poor usability, and that's what this one provided, unfortunately.
Okay, well, let's see if we can raise the hopes of the listeners right now. This one's called Content Upgrades, and it's a plugin that helps you create content-specific bonuses within your posts, something that people have to opt in order to see.
Huh.
So you first create a special page with the bonus content. Then you can customize a little pop-up email form that will advertise what the bonus is. And then you link the pop-up form to the content of the article. And so by clicking on that special links, your visitors then get a pop-up. Mm-hmm. It's not like just a pop-up that happens, you know, instantly or, you know, automatically or just when they hit the article. They actually have to physically click the link that says, yeah, I want to see more. Then it pops up. Then it says, leave your email address to get the bonuses. And once they do, the plugin redirects them to the page with the bonus content automatically. Really nice plugin, and it does everything all within WordPress. There's no crazy MailChimp autoresponder sequence to have to program or anything like that. It's all within WordPress. Really easy. And I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Looks like it integrates to MailChimp. So I got one question. I don't know if you tested it. Does it?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Does it, once someone subscribed to the email list, does it just let them through from that point forward if you have additional items?
I didn't try a second one yet.
Okay. That would be my question, because if they've already subscribed and they have to subscribe again, it could be irritating if they're trying to get other content or they want to reread that content again.
That's true. Maybe it pops a cookie. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that was just the question. First question that comes to my mind with things like that is, you know, how do you keep from annoying people?
I could have used that lesson a long time ago.
All right. Well, the final one that I've got here is called Advanced Ads. This one here, another great ad plugin with some great basic use. It creating an ad on it, though, was a little bit on the difficult side. It does not seem to have, unfortunately, any real usable stats. It has some stats, but not the extended stats I was looking for. I did find the creation process for the ad was a little bit on the lengthy side, and I did run into a little bit of an issue with the short code in the text widget. Probably could cure that with a little bit of CSS help, but I did need more options in the ad creations and getting stats. Other than that, not too bad. This one fell middle of the road. Advanced Ads gave it a rating, 3 Dragons.
Okay. Well, this next plugin requires that you use Yoast, WordPress SEO by Yoast. This is an add-on to it.
Okay.
And to me, it should sort of be part of Yoast, but it's not. It's a real tiny kind of footprint plugin that works with WordPress SEO by Yoast, as I mentioned, that truncates your title if it's too long. Same thing with your meta description tags. If it's too long, it will trim it to that specific point of, I think it's 155 characters.
Right.
And you can actually set that length limit. So you can go 150, 160, whatever you want. Now, here's where I used it. which is I have a client site that they decided rather than go through CSS or things like that within their page, that they would just go ahead and put H1s on everything as far as the headings of every single paragraph and all that.
Oops.
It just went, yep, that's a big enough font. We'll use that. Without knowing the implications of having multiple H1 tags on your content. It's a no-no as far as SEO. You want to make everything else an H2. And typically your title is an H1. So that would mean you really can't use H1s in the rest of your post. So what this does is it automatically finds multiple H1s within your post and automatically changes them to H2 without you having to do anything. Now, this is big because if you use anything like SEMrush or Moz or Raven Tools or any of those cool things for SEO, that's one of the biggest errors that it typically finds within an SEO crawl is multiple H1 tags, that and no alt tags on your images. This one doesn't do that one for you, but it definitely takes care of that H2. And if you've got a lot of different pages on your site, this is definitely one to help save a ton of time having to go back. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I like it for that one feature alone, helping clean up the H tags.
Yeah, and I took one off because it requires another plugin, and it's Yoast.
Oh, well. Can't always win, but okay. Well, that covers it up. In this episode here, I covered WPX Cron Manager Lite, which I gave a 4 to, Advertising Manager, which I gave a 2 to, unfortunately, and then Advanced Ads, which I gave a 3 to.
And I spoke about Viral Hover Buttons, which I gave a 4 out of 5, Content Upgrades, also 4 out of 5, and we just discussed SEO Enforcer, which I also gave a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. A little commercial for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, check out CanadaStockPhoto.com, featuring great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images. And new images have been added to the site finally, and they are being added on a regular, daily, or weekly basis now. Check it out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
And final reminder here for GoDaddy, in addition to plugin 149 for $1.49.com domains, you can use GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN30 to save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length, and it also works for WordPress hosting as well. So share that one with everybody you know. GoDaddy coupon code PLUGIN30.
All right, and in a little reminder, if you got a couple of minutes, please stop in at the iTunes store, give us a review, blueberry.com or Stitcher Radio. Hit that little thumbs up button for us. We would greatly appreciate it.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
That's all we got for you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.